Hello and welcome back to Dr. Quackers, and today we're reviewing The Shawshank Redemption, one of the most popular adaptations of a Stephen King story and being one of the biggest cult classics of all time. Now, this movie is considered one of the best movies of all time on many big movie critics' best films list, which is interesting because of its initial box office performance. I think Morgan Freeman put it best when he said the movies are successful due to word of mouth, and the title of the movie was weird and forgettable, and most people would just mess it up, because it is a bit of a weird movie title, The Shawshank Redemption. So when people would talk about the movie, they couldn't remember the movie's name, or they'd misremember the title, and they'd say it completely wrong. He even talked about how people would tell him that they liked his performance in the movie while messing up the title. And he'd just be like, thank you. Now, that's a little bit paraphrased, and I did change some of the phrasing, but that is essentially the synopsis of when he was asked during an interview about this movie. However, this movie has continued to find new viewers, and I'm glad this movie is getting more attention as time goes on, especially since it's arguably the best Stephen King movie, which is something, because of how many adaptations of his books there are. There is a shitload. There's like a whole fucking catalog of movies that are just Stephen King adaptations. They're still coming out today, you know, with like the two most recent It movies, Pet Sematary, and Dr. Sleep. So, yeah, they're still coming out, and there's still many other stories that haven't been adapted yet, and some of the most popular movies of all time are Stephen King movies. Like Stand By Me, The Shawshank Redemption, It, The Shining. So, yeah, he has really popular stories, and I would say this is definitely the best Stephen King movie overall, although for The Shining is so close for me because it's my favorite horror movie, but in terms of overall movie quality, I think this is the best one, in my opinion. The cast includes Morgan Freeman, Tim Robbins, Clancy Brown, Bob Gunton, William Sadler, Gil Bellows, Mark Rolston, James Whitmore, Brian Libby, and Jeffrey Dunman. The performances of the whole cast are great and really drive the great writing forward. The dynamic of Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman sell the friendship that forms between the two prisoners of Shawshank Prison. This is Tim Robbins' best performance of his whole career. He brings to life the meekness of the character and slowly turning him into the man that he needs to be to survive the lifestyle of Shawshank, which will eventually lead to his rebirth by the end of the story, becoming the man he should have been, and if he had been who he was now, he probably would never have come to Shawshank, which is a realization he comes to close to the end of the film. Clancy Brown, who is always a great villain, brings the intimidating nature of the head guard to every scene. He brutalizes many prisoners as the story goes on, and is very corrupted, and no one knows what will set him off, seemingly enjoying the brutal nature of the environment and doling out punishment, which is only pushed by the warden of the prison, who will make an innocent man a criminal himself, being the complete opposite of what he preaches to inmates, showing how a man of his power without check will match the environment he is in. The music of the film perfectly captures the repressive feeling of the cage that people are put in, and what many will have to deal with on a daily basis, like a group of violent men who will forcibly sodomize other inmates, being one of many examples of the horrible things that take place. And it's also an example of how a horrible place can make horrible things. However, it will make the moments of bliss and pauses in the misery have a much stronger impact. So it only adds to those moments of, you know, like I said, of the bliss and pauses in the misery. It also adds to the theme of coming out of Shawshank covered in shit, but are made clean by the cleansing of freedom and the outside. I've rewatched this movie a number of times now, and every time I watch it, I like it more. I have much more of appreciation every time I watch it. It's the great performances and the way the story unfolds. It's just a perfect movie, and I completely understand why people put it on some of the on their list of best movies of all time. It's amazing. There's no hole in the movie, and there's no holes overall. The music's great. Cinematography's great. The costume design, the setting, the overall sets in general, the performances. There's just no holes. It's a perfect movie. Now, I'm sure someone could find something as to why it's not perfect, but I don't care. What makes a movie perfect is that you can go through the whole film and enjoy it the whole way through. Now, a perfect movie can be very different to other people. Mine is typically what ends up being perfect movies to me is I almost never watch a movie the first time and think, wow, that's a perfect film. That's a 10 out of 10. It's usually a film I watch multiple times and continue to grow my appreciation for. Like, wow, it just gets better every time I watch it. And that's, to me, what makes a perfect movie. A viewing experience that can, you know, take you out of some of the woes of real life or just amaze you for however long the movie goes for. I think that is what makes films special, which is why they're perfect films to me. Now, there are a few other qualifiers of how I can make a perfect movie. Like a perfect Batman movie. But typically, it revolves around the same thing. That's why I love Batman Mask of the Phantasm. Every time I watch it, I have a great time. I notice more things that I like about it, and that's what makes it perfect to me. So, overall, I give this movie a 10 out of 10. It's a perfect movie. I haven't already driven that point through yet. So, yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed this review. If you did, I reviewed a whole bunch of other movies, TV shows, and anime. So if you want to check those out, it's highly appreciated. Also, you should drop a follow on whatever app is streaming through. That way you get a notification when it posts your review. So, thank you, and I hope you have a fantastic day, my friend.